I believe we're now joined by Mr. Gilad Atzmon, who is a musician, author, and political activist, who is joining us live now via Skype from London. Mr. Atzmon, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, you know, it's been way past a month at this point that this continuing Israeli aggression occurs on the Gaza Strip. Of course, the humanitarian situation continues to get worse. Where exactly do you see the situation at this point?
This is a pretty difficult question because Israel launched this military operation without a clear objectives, and therefore Israel doesn't know how to end this conflict. In general, we know that the Israeli military is very interested in sustaining Israel's power of deterrence. However, since really 73, the Israeli army didn't manage to win a single battle. And since 2006 in Lebanon, and then continuing with the Operation Kaslit, and definitely in operation, Israeli military has been defeated, and the meaning of it is that the Israeli government and Israeli people start to gather the very grave truth for them that the military cannot provide the answers. Now, since the Israelis are dwelling on another people's land, on the Palestinian land, on their land that belonged to another people, and they don't have the military option available for them in their disposal, and they're also not familiar with the notion of peace, it is quite tragic to say, but we basically can envisage very clearly the end of Israel. Now, I won't be able to tell you that Israel ends is going to take place to be a peaceful endeavor. They can become more and more dangerous, and this is this may explain why Iran managed to shoot down an Israeli drone yesterday above a nuclear site in Iran.
And Mr. Atzmon, if I may come in here just with a shortage of time, I want to ask you, how has all of this come about? Because, you know, Israel's army is certainly one of the stronger ones in the world. It has the support of the superpower of the world, that is the United States. So how have things gotten so bad for this entity?
Because as we can see now, the strength of your army, your capacity to kill, your capacity to kill a mass, doesn't necessarily provide a military conclusion in this region, in the Middle East. We can see that we tend all the time to talk about Gaza and to feel sorry for the Gazans. They are definitely in a horrid situation. But there is something that we really forget. These people are presenting the Israeli people and the Israeli military with the ultimate form of heroism and sacrifice. And this is something that an Israeli society, a so-called Western society, hedonist society, cannot cope with. Israel had to run away from Gaza when it realized that, half of its Golan is, pretty much an elite unit were basically in hospital. Israel cannot bear the fact that its great, strong, devastating military cannot provide a victory.
I just want to let our viewers know that we're getting live images as we're speaking to Mr. Atzban coming out of Gaza itself, where we're continuing to see smoke billowing out there, out on the horizon. Mr. Atzban, if I may, I just want to ask you one final question. At this point, then, considering all of the above that you've spoken about, certainly the propaganda war, though, as far as the mainstream media, where you are in the UK and in the US, is certainly on the side of Israel. So is there any room for optimism on the part of activists such as yourself, unless that propaganda war is overcome somehow?
Propaganda war shouldn't surprise us that much. As we all know, British press, American press, and to a certain extent French press are dominated by Jewish power and Jewish lobbies. But it is even more interesting because the Palestinians, and especially the Hamas and the Gazans, are not trying to play to the Western media. As we can see, the Hamas is more isolated than ever, and they still win the battle and they still win the war. This is incredible. This has never happened before. The more isolated the Palestinians, apparently, the better the fight. When Palestinians for very many years tried all these diplomatic measures, BDS and all those beautiful things that are peaceful, and it led nowhere. But the voices of depression that I follow, monitor in Israeli press, is something that I've never seen before. They talk about the end. They realize that that this is just a beginning of a tsunami, and they do accept that they don't have the means to fight it. The confusion within the Israeli government is totally embarrassing. Now, interestingly enough, when it comes to Israel, Israel is left with only one choice: to commit more and more and more war crimes. And Israel is going to be charged for these crimes this time. There is no doubt that the pilot that dropped a bomb that toppled this 12-story building is going to end up in Hague.
And there will be I do apologize for interrupting you, but we'll have to leave it there for now. But of course, we do sincerely appreciate you speaking to us, as always, Mr. Atzban. That was Mr. Gilad Atzban, musician, author, and political activist, who is speaking to us live via Skype from London.